Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power. Whiter than snow. There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood.
In the precious blood
of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood.
In the precious blood.
Imprinting occurs when some birds or mammals are born and they bond with the first thing they see. Most notably, baby ducklings hatched from an incubator are known to imprint on the humans who raise them, making them inseparable. Another kind of imprinting is described by Jesus in John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. If we have been born again, we will follow Christ, and nothing shall ever separate us from the love of God which is in Christ. God is stuck with us for eternity. Isn't that wonderful? Paul details a long list of forces that might seek to break the bond between him and us, and he concludes the list by saying that nothing can separate us from God's love. His love not only saves us, but keeps us secure in him. I'm thinking of Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39 today for our time together. I'll be sharing along this line that God's mind is made up. He loves you. And I am thankful that we can rest assured of that today. Give thanks that you are secure in God's love. Then look for ways to help others discover the unconditional love of God. It is, in fact, the greatest love story ever told. So stay tuned as we enjoy these 30 minutes together right here on Missionary Echoes.
The sweetest story ever told, God loves you. The brightest prospect to behold, God loves you. When your way is dark as night, He will be your guiding light. By His hand He'll hold you tight. God loves you. When discouraged and depressed, God loves you. And remember when distressed, God loves you. when it seems all hope is gone and you feel so all alone. Look above, he holds the dawn. God loves you. Though you now are far away, God loves you. Don't go on another day, God loves you. Turn from all the worldly din, put away your life of sin. He'll forgive and take you in. God loves you. Then the peace he'll give will show God loves you. All the joys of heaven will glow. God loves you. He'll be with you all the way. Share your load for every day. So trust his word. Let come what may, God loves you.
Ah, the rich voice of Sister Naomi Downing. Thank God for the imprint that she made on the lives of so many people throughout her years of living here on this earth and the ministry that she and her husband had. Father, we thank you this morning for the blessing of being on the air. We thank you for each of those who are listening to the broadcast today, and I just want to lift them up to you in prayer. You know exactly what is happening in their lives and their need for prayer today, whatever it might be, the burden they're carrying, the affliction they might be struggling with, the problems in their lives. We're thankful that we can rest assured that you love us and you care about us and that you are sufficient for all these things. We pray your blessing on this broadcast today and on this day of worship. May we keep it holy. May we give ourselves to worship and to learning as we sit at the feet of Jesus through the ministry of the ministers of God today. And Lord, we'll praise you and thank you for the way you bless and help as we glorify your name. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, he sure does. It was true back when the Daryl Stetler family recorded that song, and it is still true today. Praise the Lord. Well, it's the Lord's Day. We're about to gather in for Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Then at 10:30, the morning worship service. I will be preaching the service tonight at 6 o'clock. Pastor Scott Loper will be preaching. Wednesday night, we have Proclaim, a group from Allegheny Wesleyan College, who will be at our church singing and sharing testimonies. It will be a wonderful service Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We invite you to any and all of our services. Next Sunday morning, we'll have our Sunday school and morning worship, and then our day will transfer over to the Ono Campground at 200 Camp Meeting Road. We are anticipating the Lebanon Valley Gospel Band ministering in the service at 2:30 in the afternoon next Sunday. And then Evangelistic Faith Missions, represented by Dr. Stephen Gibson, will be ministering in the evening service next Sunday at Ono Camp at 6:30. The Lebanon Valley Gospel Band will also share in a pre-service at 6 o'clock. So that is the immediate schedule before us. God gave us a great week this past week in Vacation Bible School. We appreciate all of the work that went into that from the many volunteers and pastors of our church here, and we're trusting God for a fruitful harvest from that. We're privileged to bring you this broadcast each Sunday morning. It's brought to you by the God's Missionary Church, located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon. And we're trusting God for his blessing throughout the day and hope you can join us. Stay tuned as we enjoy the remainder of the broadcast this morning.
God, I love the world so much. God, I love the world so much.
Song beautifully done by Blake Quails, obviously when he was just a small boy. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." The Message says, "I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus our Master has embraced us." June the 30th, 2011 was a beautiful day. It was so pretty that one tourist in our nation's capital said, "God kissed it with love." There was not a cloud in the sky, the air was clean, and the sun did not just shine on the 30th, it smiled. The warmth of embrace of that summer day brought thousands of tourists to the district. The sun would soon set, and Washington, D.C. nightlife would wake up like a newborn baby, ready to stay up and play for the rest of the evening. There was a huge private party on the rooftop of the W Hotel. By 10 o'clock p.m., it bore the party noise of a vibrant social event filled with prosperous people who were having a great time. By 11 o'clock p.m., the entire scene would take a horrific turn for the worse. A woman's body lay covered with a white sheet near the front of the hotel. One report from the rooftop was that she had walked over to the fence guarding the edge of the building, climbed over it, and stepped off the edge to her death. The scene was roped off in CSI-like fashion. D.C. police were everywhere, and unsubstantiated reports from the crowd were that the woman had just told her friend that no one loved her, not even God. You know, something such a death is painful proof that people still do not understand the fact that God's love is real. More importantly, it is a reminder to the Christian church that our message to the world is simple and needs to be proclaimed repeatedly. God loves you. Even those who spurn His love, even those who reject His love, even those who don't want His love, God still loves you. When the Apostle Paul writes to the church in Rome, he presents the greatest Christian explanation ever written to the center of the then-known world. Paul makes it clear that he is bold for the sake of the gospel, that sinfulness of humanity is our problem, that the redemptive plan of God is to save us by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, and that God's love for us is real and will never fade nor change. The words of Romans chapter 8 here, verse 38 and 39, are abundantly clear to this fact. For Paul wrote, "I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." The human condition does not change it. Isn't that good news? From these verses, we gain insight on God's love that is overwhelming and life-changing. The Apostle Paul makes it clear that the human condition does not change God's love for you. A close study of Romans chapter 8 reveals a personal progression from the Apostle as he brings his doctrinal argument to a climax. In verse 18, he says, "For I reckon," or "I suppose," "I believe." In verse 28, he says, "And we know." That is really strong language for an absolute assurance. And in verse 38, he moves boldly to, "For I am persuaded." Nothing could convince him otherwise. The reason for the apostle's boldness is that he knew God's love personally. Paul could recall God loving him enough not to destroy him on the Damascus Road over there in Acts chapter 9. And being loving enough to graciously spare Paul's life when he was yet Saul and then use him as an apostle out of due season. When Paul says neither death nor life, he means no condition between these two spectrums can turn God's love off. The human condition does not change the fact that God loves you. God has never seen a person He did not love. From the worst of sinners to the greatest of saints, dead or alive, God loves us all. Hallelujah. God led my parents to move and get me in Christian education in Hobe Sound, Florida, quite some years ago. I am so thankful for that because I really struggled in my preteen and middle school years, particularly in my seventh grade year. In fifth grade, I got my first school paddling for acting up severely. It was deserving for what I had done in Miss Nemec's class. In seventh grade, I became very cocky and unruly, and it led to my second school whipping. It made me more mad than anything, but I was rebellious. I was full of hatred, and I deserved what I received. Probably should have gotten a lot more, even beyond a paddling. God was faithfully working on me, however, and allowed me to become quite humiliated down the road. I was always chunky, you know, a little on the heavy side through my elementary and middle school years. That's returned in my later years, by the way. And thus I could not run fast, but I could swing a bat good. Softball was my thing. I loved to play softball. I was a home run type of hitter. One day we were playing softball during our gym class. One of the girls was not able to swing a bat for some reason, and so she asked me to hit for her, and then she would run. Well, guess what? I struck out. So much for my hero status, and so much for the girls' attention that I was beginning to crave at that age in my life. It did become a defining moment in my life. God, in His loving way, surrounded me with people who cared, and I was immersed in a very spiritual atmosphere on the campus of our Christian day school there at Hobe Sound. Some of the best evangelists of that day were brought in for special services several times a year. God brought tremendous conviction for my sins and began a spiritual journey which changed the course of my life. One of the biggest hurdles I faced was the need to make restitution for stealing a pencil from the teacher's supply room near the library. I will never forget how scared I was to face the school principal of our Christian school and tell her what I had done, but God helped me to make it right. She forgave me, but ordered me to make restitution for that. And I'm so thankful that the human condition does not change God's love for me. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. I'm thankful for the way he sought me out and brought conviction to my heart, and those years were so critical for my spiritual formation. So it's wonderful, wonderful news that the human condition does not change God's love for us. Secondly, I would tell you today that demons cannot restrain God's love for us. Not only does the human condition not change it, but neither can demons restrain it. God loves you in the presence of the adversary. Paul says, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers. The angels here are not good angels, but fallen angels that work in conjunction with principalities and powers of this world against believers who are in Christ. What they do is work to lure believers into sin through temptation. They work at causing Christians to fall so that in a fallen state, a believer feels unlovable and a sinner feels unsavable. However, here is the gospel truth. You can be demonically possessed and the Lord of heaven will still love you. We know this is true. We read of it in the scriptures, in Mark's Gospel chapter 5, for instance, in the story that's conveyed there in Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. Jesus meets a man in the tombs, tormented by demons, and he cares enough to save, to heal, to deliver, and yea, even to use him for his glory. Isn't that amazing? Here is some good news. When God decided to love you, not even the devil in hell could change God's mind about you. Praise the Lord. Thirdly and finally this morning, I would tell you that time and dimensions cannot contain God's love for you. God's love for you is so pronounced that time and dimensions cannot contain it. Paul says, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. What he is saying is no present or future circumstances will keep God from loving you. In short, God loves you and there's nothing you can do about it. The reason why you cannot do anything about it is that you had nothing to do with it in the first place. God has decided to love you, and his mind is made up, and nothing can turn his love off. Nothing can make his love cease. Nothing will ever cause him to not love you deeply and personally. Nothing will ever cause him to love you less than he loves you right now. Praise his name. A person not thinking or feeling that God loves him or her is wrong. They are mistaken. They have been led astray. They have been brought to a point to believe a lie, if that is what they have been told. Hear the words of God through the Apostle Paul and receive God's love. Hear the words of God through the Apostle Paul and feel God's love. Hear the words of God through the Apostle Paul and sense God's love. Hear the words of God through the Apostle Paul and know God's love. Hear the words of God through the Apostle Paul and take God's love. Remember God's love. Embrace God's love. God loves you and he always will, and he will always be faithful to you. The human condition does not change his love for you. Demons cannot restrain his love for you. Time and dimensions cannot contain his love for you. This is really good news for you and for me. So hold your head up high and purpose in your heart to live for Jesus all the days of your life. And I promise you, you will have no regrets. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity we've had to speak into the heart and life of somebody today. You know, that one who may feel most separated from you, that one who may feel most despondent, so unlovable. And that might be true from the standpoint of human beings and our treatment toward one another. But that is not who God is. That is not how God operates. And those who are truly in love with God and followers of Him endeavor to do their best always to love like God would love. But above all earthly effort and all earthly feelings, we're grateful today, unmistakably aware and sure that God's love will never change toward any one of us. And so for that one who may be the lowest right now, that one who might feel so rejected right now, I pray that they will sense the assurance of Jesus' love and that they will allow you to wrap your loving arms around them and to sustain them and to encourage them and keep them and cause them to go forward and to triumph through the blood of Jesus because of the love that God has demonstrated toward them. Praise your wonderful name. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity today. I plead the blood of Jesus. I claim the promises of God that that one who might be nearest to a full turning away from God and feeling like there's no hope ever again in their life, that today will be the day. This will be the moment when the light comes on, that hope is restored, and that assurance is given. And we'll praise you and thank you for what you accomplish. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You save me and cheer all my sorrow. You said you'd be there for all my tomorrow. I came so close to sending you away, but just like you promised, you came here to stay. I just had to pray, and Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried, and I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Your goodness so great, I cannot understand. But dear Lord, I know that all this was planned. I know you're here now and always will be. Your love moves my chains, and in you I'm free. But Jesus, why me? And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. I know that without God I'll never that for those tears I died. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died.